Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. We update it every day. We built it just for you. We keep improving it all the time just for you. Look for new stuff. We got new stuff coming out all the time. Any day now, we'll have some more new stuff. Not just new content, but new resources. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Berry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce, one of our great friends and a longtime Brain Trust member. Doug, we're talking about Brazil, Russia, India, China, the BRIC sector of the global marketplace. And right now we're continuing to talk about the online possibilities with these countries. And the reason I wanted to dwell on that and land on that a little bit, Doug, is because I think this is the baby step. This is the training wheel steps that American small business owners, that country small businesses in those countries will take to get their feet wet, to dip their toe in the water, so to speak, to get started, baby steps, and they'll do it first by somebody will buy something from them, the transaction will happen, the money will get exchanged, they'll ship the goods to the customer. And they'll get used to that. They'll make contacts. The next thing you know, they'll do that other thing you talked about, which was where they'll have products located in a country, and they'll ship from those locations. And the next thing you know, we got trade going all over the place. What do you think?
Yes, I think you're right. And I'll take a little contrarian perspective on what you mentioned earlier about the direct sales to consumers in these markets. And the reason I do that, and the reason I'm advocating this morning that, you know, you take advantage of some of these emerging third-party services, is that the reason these countries are fast growth, but at the same time hard to get U.S. companies interested in going there, is because there are risks. And one of the big ones is the customs entry issues there, the documentation. And, you know, some of these countries are very, very difficult to get goods in, which is why when you're sitting back and filling an order via your website, you've got to be very versed on some of the issues. Now, in Russia, for example, today, you cannot send small-value packages through Moscow. The customs will not allow it. They will turn it back, and they will force you to go to St. Petersburg. And if your customer is in another part of the country, they're going to say, I don't want your good if I have to wait for it to come from St. Petersburg. Now, after the World Trade Organization ascension of Russia in the next month or so, then those things should go away because they would constitute a non-tariff barrier, and the Russians would have to scrap it. So what I'm saying to you and to your listeners is be very, very cautious about the one-to-one sales via your website.
You're saying because of the barrier, the customs barrier, and that is real. And I'll tell you, in some other things that I've done, we've tried to get some charitable items through customs years ago in a Rotary project I worked on, Doug. Charitable items. We're giving these items to clinics that needed it out in the country, and they sat there for way too long.
Exactly. And then another example of Russia is the Russian customs, according to one press report recently, inspects 40% of all the inbound goods. That means they open them, they examine them, they check the paperwork, and the international average for customs agencies in countries throughout the world is 5% will inspect.
So you're saying that the way around that is to have a base of inventory in country that clears one time, and then you distribute from that.
That's right. And we at the Department of Commerce can help you find these third-party operators who will do all of the inbound customs clearance for you, and they will remit the payment to you. and they are absolutely honest and capable, and it means that small companies can actually have inventory in a country,
right,
and they don't have to do the one-off
sales. And all they have to do is know about you, know about your website, know about a local U.S. commercial service office, which there are, what, 100 around the country?
There are more than 108 of them.
108 around the country, and hundreds more around the world, counterparts in other countries, right?
That's correct.
Export.gov, folks, if you go to that website, you'll find all about how to do this and all the other contacts. And the book, you can get the book there, too. Hey, Doug, thank you for educating us. We appreciate it very much. We'll see you next time.
Happy New Year, Jim, and Happy New Year to all of your
Let's
listeners.
Have a good 2012 together. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.